Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Sword and Sign Podcast, a show dedicated to RPGs, JRPGs, and MMORPGs. I'm your host, Ryan. I have Trung in the co-host seat. In tonight's episode, we'll be discussing the October Game Pass and Endwalker. But before we get into it, Trung, what's up, man?
Busy. Most of the time. Wow. No, that's not good.
That's fucking in-depth.
Yeah, we gotta churn out those episodes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Actually, so it's been a long time since we've actually recorded.
Yes.
Like, I almost forgot what the hell we're even talking about tonight. So thank God for notes. But yeah, so you're staying busy over there?
Oh, yeah. I'm always getting dragged all over the place because my sister took leave for a week. So since she was bored, she decided to drag me around all over the place.
That's good. You're an accessory.
I don't want to be, though.
Okay. Yeah. I guess, you know, getting closer to the holidays, like, Halloween's over. That was, like, my big thing with the new house. Like, the first, you know, like, trick-or-treating with the new house, handing out candy as, like, an adult with my own house for the first time ever with Kimchi, aka my wife, and then our friend Ben handing out candy. It was fun. It was cold as shit. There was a wind that made it feel like it was 40. And I was like, it was just 70 degrees like a couple days ago. But that's really all that happened. You know, it's sad. I always think of like the decline of the seasons once Halloween passes. Cause it's like, damn, it's getting really close to winter and it's going to get really cold. Not where you live, Trunk, but where I live. Cause your place doesn't fluctuate.
Well, I was going to say, we did talk about the winter a little bit and how that's my favorite season. So
yeah. So you're going to get to live vicariously through me and talk about your favorite memories and games.
It doesn't really snow in Virginia, though. I've been there.
It's like a week out.
It's winter. Like half an hour.
Yeah. If you really want to measure that.
Yeah. Compared to where I've been, it's only like a half an hour of snow, and it's very disappointing.
Don't quote us. Yeah. Well, I don't think you'll ever see snow again if you stay where you're at.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. All right, cool. Well, let's go on to the news segment. And this is the fun part because this news is like weeks old now. So bear with us because I still think it's cool. So this game, Book of Travels, it's an online CRPG, came out. It's out on Steam. I saw Splattercat Gaming play it on YouTube or as one of his, you know, videos. And I was like, damn, this game looks good. And it's a small scale MMORPG. Like it's kind of like how No Man's Sky evolved into, like, there's a chance of seeing a player in your game. But you can play, like, the game can be played solo completely. But it's got really beautiful art, and the map, like the scene is very interactive wherever you, like, you know, walk into. It's got no streamers on Twitch. It's very surprising. Like, it's sad to see. It's going to be like one of those like hidden gems. Of course, it's got issues apparently being reported right now. But I think for what it is, there's not enough games like it. So it stands out. I think it's just going to get glossed over because you have people looking at New World right now. But and of course, Final Fantasy. Whenever you hear like the MMORPG tag, because again, it's a small scale MMO. But
I mean, I never heard of it. So
yeah. Yeah, I suggest you look it up. Just look at a screenshot. Book of Travels. So that came out about a week ago. Shit. Don't fire me. But if you're in the Discord server, you would know that because I would post it. Because we post game news here and sales. Anyway, plug. Elden Ring delayed till February 2022, apparently on the 25th. And that came out through PCG Games. So that's sad to hear. I know Ben has been waiting for that game. Or at least he says he's been waiting for that game.
Wasn't?
And he probably doesn't know the news yet.
Wasn't the reason for the delay something funny? Like, we are too good, so we had to delay the game a little bit?
I didn't read into it. I just saw that and it was like knee jerk. I was like, here we go.
It was something like the content was just too much and too good, so they had to delay it. It was something funny. I don't know. It's from software, though. You can trust that developer.
Yeah, they have an excellent track record. What else? Oh, Monster Hunter Worlds. Fun fact, it hit 20 million sales. And that comes from Destructoid. That's a lot of sales for, I want to say, you know, a very niche game.
Is it? It's one of the better
Monster Hunters, I think. Dude. Well, I just mean like, okay, not a niche game, but the genre in the series itself, like,
right.
I follow on YouTube, I follow Scott Falco, and he's like one of the hardcore back in the day players. And he always makes like a legacy, like funny cartoon video about it. But, you know, you don't really hear a lot of like mainstream media talking about the game aside from, you know, the releases and stuff. So, yeah, it's really cool to see that 20 mil. Because I think for a solid co-op, you know, we've said it before, for a solid co-op experience with a game that, you know, actually functions, look no further than Monster Hunter, especially Monster Hunter World. If you're into the whole, you know, the loop of hunting, gathering, crafting, I think it's worth it.
It's also like for like any MMORPG players, it's basically like a mini raid every single quest.
Yeah, it is. It's, you do not have to grind through a whole dungeon. It's right there. Like, there's the monster you're hunting.
Yeah, like every quest is a boss fight. So
yeah, the only time it's a little like annoying is when you actually have to go to like the, you know, the open map.
Yeah,
and you're specifically targeting monsters to like, you know, for a recipe for like a sword, armor, or whatever. Then it's like you're running around town doing that shit. Fuck that desert map, I swear to God. But yeah, otherwise it's just a dungeon every time. And then last but not least, possible leak that in January R6 Extraction is going to come out, and that's from Destructoid. I know, Trung, you're super excited for Extraction.
Oh yes,
you don't feel betrayed at all.
Yeah, totally.
By Ubisoft. Yeah,
totally not a game mode that was already existing in the game that they decided to sell for $60. That could have just been part of Rainbow Six Siege.
it's like the biggest betrayal, like bigger than like PUBG with DLC, or like a Ark.
Oh yeah,
with DLC.
When Ark released the DLC when they were still in early access. I'm
fucking done.
Yeah.
Or Atlas, right? Which was a reskin of Ark, like the same assets.
I think it was something like that. It's the one with the pirates.
Yeah, Atlas. And like the menu, like someone broke the menu and it was like the Ark menu, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, but Ubisoft has a good track record of betraying people. You know, with the Splinter Cell series, Ghost Recon was a huge betrayal when they turned it into the Division. Why would you do that when the Division works within a, you know, as a Division game? But then you give Ghost Recon the same like loot system and the same RPG progression. And then you do the same thing. Admittedly, it works better in Assassin's Creed series. But now all their games are samey. You know what I mean? Like, they all have like the same skill tree. Like the skill tree aspect. They all have the same like item score, and it's like, come on, man. Like, the shit you said not matter.
I mean, that's all game companies are nowadays. Like, I mean, just look at like the numerous amounts of sports games.
Oh yeah, it's the same shit. Yeah. They just get to like use real names now, or real jerseys, whatever. Before I go any further, Satan Sama is joining us today. And for those of you who don't know, longtime friend from our Couchcat days, and also our only moderator besides Kimchi in the Discord. He's never listened to a podcast, so he has no biases when it comes to hanging out with us. So this is his first ever podcast he's listening to. And he just said, Monster Hunter World is the most satisfying game to play if you like to see progression and push how well you can do against the monster. That's right.
It's definitely a
always
lot
battle
of
yourself.
Time wasted against Fatalis, I'll tell you that much. That and Behemoth Extreme is like probably the worst experiences ever, in a good way.
I never made it that far, and thank God, right? You live long enough to become the villain, and it's like I didn't have to see that. But yeah, be like Satan, be like Kimchurz, and hang out in the Discord server as we record live. Anyway, that's it for news. Let's move on to what we've been playing, because it's been a while. Trung, would you like to go first?
Sure. I'm still Raid and Final Fantasy 14 every Friday night.
All right, episode over.
Yep. I am still playing Astria Ascending.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's not that
I thought you'd quit by now.
No, it's not that it's a long game. It's just like, yeah, I just go on and off. And then my brother-in-law was having a competition with the kids to play Fallout 4. And then I got interested and started playing Fallout 4.
I saw that. I saw on the PlayStation notification.
Yeah, so I started playing that. And that was my first experience with Fallout, and it's actually pretty fun.
It's a fun game. It's in no way better than New Vegas. Like, if you get the itch, go back and play New Vegas and just download like the Nexus mods for it.
Yeah.
There's like one major overhaul mod that you need, because New Vegas is like is like the best iteration of Fallout. But Fallout 4 adds fun mechanics. It adds the base defense and building, where you can get everything done in your location. It had better graphics. The factions are kind of, you know, I like the, I went with the spy faction. I can't remember their freaking name, like the organization or whatever, but,
not that far yet. So,
okay.
Wouldn't be able to tell you.
It's a fun ride. And their DLC looks really cool. So I'll probably have to go back eventually, cause I never got the DLC, but, yeah, man, that is a major RPG that I'm glad you're playing.
Yeah. I also played, well, I guess my first experience with the Fallout type game is the other world, the Outer Worlds, technically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like the same team, right?
Yeah.
So, Obsidian. But that, so the Outer World is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's very good.
Yeah. That was, I cannot, like, when that came out and I had, like, the X Pass for the first time, where they're giving like the 50% off deal, not like the dollar deal. And that like was like the new RPG they were showboating. Like, if you get X Pass, this is what you get to play. And that game was amazing. I beat that game in like 4 days. Like, that, I have not like hardcored a game like that in a while. So, definitely a lot of New Vegas vibes in there. Just spacey. So that was cool.
Yeah. That's all I got going for me right now.
Cool. I played no, I'm just kidding. So I played a lot of games, but it's for the next section I'm going to talk about. So I'll just mention, just recently, like 3 days, I believe, I've been playing New World. Finally bit the bullet. I opened up an Amazon card and got the freaking $100 discount. I was like, whatever, got it for free. And I've been playing it ever since, a couple hours a day. And I've been playing it with Crazy Fi, aka Alan from Couch Cat. He is alive and doing well. And playing with Ben and also Satan Sama. So, well, soon I'll be playing with Satan Sama. He just got the game and made a character on our server. Oh, wow. So, looking forward to that.
I was going to say, speaking of an Amazon game, I forgot to mention Lost Ark. That just came out today and I'm playing that.
That's an Amazon game?
It's an Amazon published game.
That's another MMO, right?
It's an ARPG MMO, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've seen Lazy Peon do like early impression videos on it.
It is very good. I will quit Final Fantasy to play this game forever.
Holy shit. So like after Endwalker or what? Like, what do you
mean? Like, even during Endwalker, I will straight up quit if this game comes out first.
Holy shit.
It is that good. I've played it several times in Korean servers, in Russian servers, and now in North American servers.
So wait, is it like an early iteration of the game? Like, what do you mean comes out?
It's closed beta, but it has like a lot of content that the base game already had. So like, you won't
get okay. More. Is it Asian? It looks like an Asian.
It's a Korean MMO, right? But he has a lot of like intuitive stuff that's very cool. Like, you know, for an ARPG, you're always used to the top-down camera, and it always, always stays top-down camera.
Yeah, like POE.
Yeah, but in some of the cutscenes for the game, it seamlessly moves the camera towards the background, and the background will show you this like giant tower that pierces through the sky, and you see the boss is like hanging out there. Like some of the cinematic moments of the game is very very crazy, and the game loves to give you like this like sense of power because all the skills are very flashy and like very cool. But
right, and that's what you want in an RPG.
You
want
to be feel powerful, and that's what the game does a very good job of doing. So I'm super excited to play that game.
I hope you do, and then we can do an episode on it because that's easy content.
Sure.
But how'd you before I go back to New World? Like, how'd you get closed access?
There's a few ways to do that. You can either pre-purchase and you get into closed beta. You can sign up for a key, which I did. Like a long time ago from using your Amazon account, and I got a key. Or if you actually watch any of the Twitch streamers that are playing it right now for at least 30 minutes, you get a free key. It's not as exclusive as you would think this beta would be.
Okay. I'll make a note of this.
Yeah, this beta, after this beta, the game will come out. So this is the last beta.
Okay. It's not like disappointing like Battlefield.
No, this game has been around forever. I played it for like years. But because it was in Korean and Russian, I couldn't, you know, play.
Yeah, you couldn't like, it's like, it was like back when everyone tried to play Phantasy Star Online too.
Yeah.
When it was like completely in Japan. It's like, how the fuck do you enjoy this?
You're right. But yeah.
Cool. So yeah, I've been playing New World. I enjoy the core gameplay of it. Obviously it's very repetitive. The questing, you know, you could ask a little bit more from beyond like the early level MSQs. But, you know, it's fun. Like, so I watch a lot of Lazy Peon. He's got a series, Journey to Max Level. He also did a sit down with Kira TV, who's another MMORPG content creator. And they had like an hour long talk, and I was like suffering from shivers. And I was just like in bed, like, oh, I feel like shit. But I was so engaged with this video, and, you know, they nailed it on the head where it was like, go into expecting a lot to that needs to be done. But if you like RuneScape and you want like an actual 3D RuneScape, play this game. And that's how I walked into it. I expect nothing out of it, but it's a 3D RuneScape. It's just got like such an in-depth crafting system. I know I was streaming it for Satan before he made the plunge, and as soon as he saw me land on the like the skills section, like the tab where it shows like all your like your you know like engineering, you know, harvesting, armor working, like all your actual skills that you get to level up. Yeah, the crafting and gathering skills. Yeah. Satan says it made him happy. So like he saw that, and there's like fucking three rows of that shit. And he's like, okay, I'm in. So that's what I've been doing. I'm like, I'm level 17. The MSQ or main story quest is like, I was telling Satan earlier, it's like level 9. So I've been leveling a lot, not through combat, but through crafting and gathering and exploring, and then, you know, creating. Like I get really heavy, and then I, you know, I just create a bunch of shit. And there's a lot of good guides that are posted in the Discord, thanks to Alan, that show like a roadmap, like how, you know, what to make to get this level of crafting, like to get the next benchmark or reach the next benchmark. So it's got a really cool core gameplay loop. I'm not far enough where I notice like, you know, like the PvP, the world, or like not world, but like, just like the city PvP or region PvP issues or exploits. I don't really care about gold exploits. I know that's affects everyone eventually, and like all the other major stuff. But right now I'm in my own little world, and I'm increasing my reputation with like the cities and stuff. That's what I'm doing.
How do you feel about the combat? I know that was like a controversial subject.
People, so I haven't PvP'd anyone because I know combat, that's a big issue for them. It's just like the hitboxes and the act of the combat, like how it feels and how it does, it just doesn't feel like it's like you connect with someone fluid. And like there's like not fluid, you know, not enough feedback. But PvE wise, it can be janky depending on what weapon you're using. But I like it. It's simple. It looks good, especially like the great axe. And I use the rapier. I use the rapier in the bow. And the rapier has some cool animations. I've used the axe. I've used the warhammer. I've used sword and shield. I needed to use the hatchet. I didn't touch it because it was broken. Again, like the invincibility exploit. But yeah, it looks good. PvP is where the issue's at, and I haven't tried it yet. I very rarely see the levels flagged, so I'm like really scared to like walk out into the world alone and get fucking wiped. But I like it. I like the PvE combat. I don't mind it. Yeah. I'll have more to say. We'll do an episode on it, and you know, hopefully we'll have friends on to help us talk about it. One day. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. Still trying to play .hack. I'm like, dude, I have like 2 missions left and I'm done with the first game. So moving on to the second game, it's going to be like, oh fuck, here we go again, you know?
Or at least the fourth one will be like completely new for you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't seen a single screenshot of the fourth game or like an explanation of like what it's about.
Or why there is a fourth game.
Or why there's a fourth game. Yeah. So it's going to be, once I get to that point, it's going to be like, hell yeah. But I mean, the second and third game are new to me because I don't remember the beginning of the second game either. So
I don't remember how the third game ended at all. So I don't even know if the story came to a conclusion at all or whatever.
Exactly. So I got to beat this. Like I have not played another RPG or JRPG because of this, because that's my downfall. That's why Biomutant is still like on the back burner. Like, if I touch another RPG, like I'm lucky with New World, I still have time to like divvy up between another game. But like, cause usually it's like Phasmophobia, New World, and .hack. And then a couple of the XPass games that I'm going to talk about. But, you know, yeah, cause Phasmophobia had the huge update, by the way. It's fucking amazing. But, yeah, so still chugging along on .hack, still watching .hack anime on Hulu.
Nice.
So, I'm getting through it slowly but surely.
Which .hack anime are you watching though?
I started with Sign, and then I'm going to move on to GU.
Isn't it from Sign to Twilight Bracelet and then GU, technically?
Yeah, but Twilight Bracelet's, I haven't looked for it. I don't know if it's even available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Plus I feel like I remember it from Toonami, so I don't really care. But they do have like major plots and like a plot line in that fucking anime, which irks me. It's like Kingdom Hearts making you play the dumb dancing game just so you can get fucking lore out of it.
Rhythm game? Oh god.
Yeah. But okay, time to hear me talk some more, because let's move on to the topic of the show.
Everybody's here for, right? Is to hear us talk, so it's fine.
Yeah, mainly hear myself talk. But I wanted to talk about Xbox Game Pass in October. It's been a huge month. I feel like every game, quote unquote, game journalist has like an article about, you know, Xbox getting a new game this month, like every day. So it's huge because it had some big releases, and it's going to have even more releases by end of November. So October was a huge, I know it's gone, like October's, you know, gone now, but it was a huge month for Game Pass, and it's only going to show like what's in store in the, you know, in the future. So very quickly, again, you know, in an episode I talked about playing Empire of Sin, and I quit. I got like, dude, I put like 28 hours into it or something, like almost 30 hours into it. And I generally liked it, but I will say this, you play it once and you've essentially seen everything. Of course, like it's like randomized where like the other mobsters start from you and who's like available to you. But there's like a tier list of not hitmen, but people you welcome into your mob. There's a tier list of like they haven't patched or tuned them or anything. So you get these like major hitters into your mob, and then you just like KO everyone. So it's very interesting. You have to like avoid these henchmen if you want the game to not be broken and easy for you. But I would say it was really fun in the beginning, that sense of progression, like taking over the neighborhoods and like, oh, I like this. I like dismantling enemies. That's what I like about Civ and Humankind. But then like late game, oh, dude, it's like every 5 minutes, like the police are raiding your joints. You have to like constantly close your joints if you don't want them to get, fined or shut down completely. Like, it's just like getting dicked around, and then you get like declared war on. And so you're dealing with the police raids. You're dealing with like the AI cheat. Like, they have like 17 death squads that they can send at you, and you have like a party of six. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, I have guards in front of my places, but I don't have like hitman squads that patrol my neighborhood for me. So it's like, what the fuck? So that was tedious. And then also, like, so my Game Pass ends in like, let me see what today is, 3 days. So
nice.
I had to play the hell out of it. Humankind has been by far my favorite game on the X Pass. And that didn't come out in October, came out a month before. And I love it. I love this freaking game. It beats the fuck out of Civ. It adds so many cool mechanics. The technology tree makes more sense in some aspects. But what really stands out, the graphics, how you manage and build your cities, you know, starting from outposts and then claiming it to a city or linking your cities to outposts. You have a custom character. You don't have to, but you have one that gains traits over time, when you finish a game. So if you don't finish a game, you're just fucking yourself. But it's just really cool. And the diplomacy is better than Civ. I don't think anything's going to be as good as like Total War Three Kingdoms diplomacy, where like I felt like the AI was just playing checkers or chess with me. And I was like, what the fuck? What is going on here? But Humankind definitely has so many possibilities with all the different types of civilizations you can adopt and like morph together. So that's cool. Or not. Or you just keep evolving your starting civilization you chose. So really awesome game. I'm playing with Ben, and I'm getting slapped by AI. So currently that's what's happening. Like, they literally encircled my border before I even knew what was happening. And now they hate me and they're at war with me. So there's that.
She's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. What else? Okay. So Back 4 Blood came out when I got the X Pass. That was supposed to be a huge game. I will say I'm glad it was on the X Pass. Satan can attest to this, and so can Ben. Cause I played it with Satan, I played it with Ben, I played it with both of them. And it's very, like, if you're looking for a zombie game, it's a good game for you. Not full price. If you have the pass, download it, play it with your friends. You'll kind of get, it feels familiar with, Left 4 Dead, but it's not Left 4 Dead. It's cool that they add, a lot of FPS games. It's kind of like the norm now, right? To have attachments and different ways to spec your loadout,
right?
And all that shit. So there's nice, modern quality of life additions to the series, but it is in no way a Left 4 Dead game. The characters aren't very enjoyable. Like, they're pretty fucking lackluster. The map designs, they're actually, there's a lot of maps. Saying, I'm sure you'll agree, there's a lot of maps that don't take long at all to beat. Like, I feel like Left 4 Dead was a freaking campaign. Like every map was like it took forever. But here in Back 4 Blood, I feel like you can get away with being a map with like 12 minutes, depending on what mission it is. Cause there's acts, but then there's like many, many micro missions within the acts. So it takes like fucking forever to beat an act. Like I think I was still in act one, not even like halfway. Yeah, Satan says the missions have a good variation in length and only a few that are overly long. But if you like the long maps that, you know, tension builds up over time and the hordes made sense and really punished you, then, you know, you're going to miss out here because Back 4 Blood, you don't get the hordes in Left 4 Dead unless you're playing on Nightmare. And Satan and I played on Nightmare on accident. We had no idea what was happening. We walked out of the safe room and there was like five hordes before we even, cause you like, you start on the second floor and we had to get up to the roof and we couldn't even get to the roof. We had literally five hordes back to back to back. So Nightmare is like overly tuned, I think. But yeah, so it's comfortable. It's familiar. Don't spend full price on it. There are way better multiplayer games out there. Like, Monster Hunter, the dwarf mining game on Steam. Why is his name slipping for me? Galactic, whatever.
Galactic.
I will
something.
Deep Rock Galactic.
Yeah, there we go.
That is probably one of the better multiplayer games out right now, and it's got a huge update coming. But yeah, don't spend full price for Back 4 Blood. Before moving on, Satan says his biggest issue after progressing after Act 1, going through to Act 2 and 3, is you go through the same areas. So sadly, it feels like it's lacking in variation in that regards. Okay, so they're reusing maps. Yeah. I will just say, closing argument on it, they don't punish you enough. In Left 4 Dead, if you were left alone, you were fucked. In this game, I was like frolicking in the fields and nothing happened to me. And then also they build you up around like specking out your gun. But if you find a better iteration, your accessories are just left on the gun. So you drop your shittier gun that has like all your blues and green accessories on it for a better base gun that has nothing on it. So you're like, what the fuck? So it punishes you to upgrade, which makes no sense in games where you can like, you know, your accessories carry over with you generally in FPSs.
Right. You can usually remove the mods and move it over.
Yeah. They don't give you an option to even like, you know, in-game currency to remove the accessory to move it over or something, right? Like that's just not like a tool, like a crafting table or something. No, there's none of that in the safe room or anything. But I will applaud them. The card system's cool, but if you're playing on like amateur difficulty, like you're going to get the same freaking cards every time. So, and the cards really are what boost your strength in a run. It can make or break you if you have like just a shitty standard plus 10 ammo, plus 10 stamina. So that's it for Back 4 Blood. I also gave Medieval Dynasty a chance because I've been watching a lot of people play this game, stream this game, and you know, I wouldn't spend full price on it. I would definitely get it on sale. It's like $30 right now. So definitely like under 20, I would snag it because there's some wonkiness to it. Like most indie games that make it to release, like it's never really fully fleshed out. I mean, unless it's like Stardew Valley, but like, it's wonky, but again, it's got a good loop. It's not overly punishing. I do hate the weight system, and I do hate survival games that have durability to the survival tools. So like New World, I can get around it. Like it's not impossible to craft things in that game. It's not even expensive to buy better crafting tools, but like in survival games, generally your tools don't last long. So like it's a constant thing in Medieval Dynasty. It's a constant thing that you're, you know, you're overweight, you have to fucking toss logs and shit everywhere. But it's got a cool world. It's literally Kingdom Come Deliverance without the cool combat. That's what it is. not as good graphics, but the world is literally, it feels like Kingdom Come Deliverance. So if you're looking for like a, you know, a village sim, you know, management builder-esque survival, well, really it's a lot of survival until you get shit running game, check it out. And then, last but not least, I got to play Age of Empires. That released at the end of October. And that's why I got the X Pass. I wanted to, I really wanted to play Humankind, but I wanted to play Back 4 Blood for, you know, $9.99. I wanted to play Age of Empires. And Age of Empires, it feels like every other Age of Empires, honestly. And that's not a bad thing. It's a true to its form RTS. Haven't had a good one in a while. Like the newest Strongholds that came out is a hit or miss with people. But Age of Empires, you know, there's a lot of callback or throwback to, you know, 1, 2, and 3. And I would say, I hope there's more, not faction. Well, I guess you could call them factions. I hope there's more civilizations that you can play as in the future, and it's not behind a paywall. But yeah, it was a fun game, and I'm glad I got to play it for $9.99. I played it with Satan Sama for a little bit, and we played against the AI, and it took like an hour to beat easy AI. So that's kind of funny. But yeah, overall, the X Pass was a great experience. And if you still have, like, if you have a deal from like Discord Nitro, like Trunk can talk about that later. Or if you're just a newbie and you still haven't like bought into it, you can still get that dollar deal. I know Reddit posts about it, like gaming deals all the time. So, keep your eye out and give it a shot.
Actually,
but Trunk, please,
what's up?
Take over and talk about Endwalker hype and how you've been.
Well,
rating for years.
Sorry. Before we talk about that, though, since you mentioned the X Pass, I found out that the Discord Nitro one can only work if you never subscribed to Xbox, the Xbox Game Pass before. So now I'm sitting on a code that we can do like a giveaway, I guess. If you want 3 months of free, is it three? It might be 2 months of free, Game Pass, I can hook you up. It's an ultimate Game Pass, so it works for both the Xbox and the PC. So, yeah, that's ready for a giveaway, I guess, since I can't use it.
So. Yeah, that's a hookup.
Yeah, so someone can have it. But to keep talking about the subject before I melt out of this existence, Final Fantasy Endwalker, that is coming around on the 23rd, right? The early access is on the 19th. That's all I know because that's all the only part I care about.
Yeah, sometime in November.
Yeah, sometime in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks at most. But either way, probably the most hyped expansion so far, because it is the end of an era, basically, for one of the... It's going to be a closing chapter for one of the arcs for the story, basically.
Right.
And because of the whole WoW situation, it seems to have pulled a lot of attention to Final Fantasy now, because there's a lot of big streamers from WoW going to Final Fantasy. So I wonder how the servers are going to handle that, you know, with the huge upsurge of people playing it. There's going to be a lot of interesting stuff that's going to happen, especially story-wise, if you play for the story. And if you don't, there are two new classes that look very interesting. They're very flashy. They're probably like the flashiest classes, like, so far. Since
the Reaper and what's the other one?
Sage, which is like the Gundam, like, rail gun-looking ass healer. They are a healer, but they use rail guns. Don't ask me.
It's like League of Legends using Senna as a healer.
Yeah.
It's like, here's a giant gun.
Let me shoot you the heal.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Yeah, so... Yeah, Final Fantasy is going to be pretty busy in the next couple months, I guess.
Yeah. I think that game's going to explode. It's already surged in popularity since WoW's fiasco, right? Like, everyone's just finally fed up with that game.
Which is funny, because the developers had to apologize to the players because their servers couldn't handle the amount of players that were coming in from WoW. And usually when you're at the end of an expansion, the servers are supposed to, like, die out a little bit. Dead. Yeah, it's supposed to be dead. But the surge of people coming over is so massive that there's queue times for you to log into the game. It's insane. And I'm very glad, because the developers are they care about the game. They care a lot. They play the game. Like, you can tell that they play the game, and they make adjustments and all this stuff. And they do a lot of fan service, not in the sense that you would normally think of fan service, but, like, you know, they pay back.
Why not?
Yeah.
What about the cat girl costumes?
It's not really a costume. You're just a cat girl. But
what about the maid costumes? Isn't that?
Yeah, that's not certain. But, you know,
there's fan service in that game, Trunk. You can't deny.
Sure, but, like, yeah, like, they pay their customers back, which is always nice to see. Whereas I hear a lot of stuff about WoW where, like, the developers are like, we hear you, but we don't care, which is awful, and I can understand why people are moving from WoW to Final Fantasy. So I hope they enjoy their stay, and I look forward to playing with more people.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, you have all this hype surrounding your releases, like your job, you know, what do you call those? Like, the job, whatever videos.
The job action trailers.
Yeah, like, you were, like, watching it live with, like, your guild or something. Like, so many people on Twitter were exploding over this. There's a lot of, I don't know. This is how I should say it. There's a lot of the community that care about what happens to this game before the influx. So it's a good sign when you see that, like, yeah, you got all these, like, popular WoW streamers, like, no one gives a fuck about them, but they're coming over and they're praising this game that's been here for, like, 7-something years. And, they're finally opening their eyes to something else, and it's good to see the influx of players. But before that, there's still that, even though a large part is expansion players, like, I call them expansion players, right?
Right.
But there's still that they're still there caring about the releases, the teasers, the announcements, I should say. Yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see that this game is, you know, getting an expansion like Endwalker, where they can tie up, you know, this story, this arc, you know, the final arc of the overall, you know, story that deals with this set of enemies.
Also, in case you guys are worried, no, this is not the end of the expansions. There will be more. This is just the end of, like, one story arc. Yeah. It will be more story.
And it's Final Fantasy New Genesis next. And we all see how well that's going for.
Oh, boy.
They just announced a major update coming out, but I think it's too late. No one's really talking about that game.
So. Yeah, the game kind of just faded into the shadows.
Yeah, we played it for, like, a week, and it was like, or no, we played it for the open beta. It was like 2 days.
Yeah.
We partied, like, once, and it was like, what the fuck are we doing? I hate Phantasy Star should not be open world. That's it. That's all I can say. But yeah, I enjoyed my time with Final Fantasy. I cannot believe I got as far as I did. I beat the level 50 MSQ.
Yeah, the base game.
Yeah, and I was a samurai, and I was supposed to be a samurai sooner, but I was just stupid. I didn't change my weapon. I thought. I don't want to go into it, but I was dumb. Okay, some things are just not as clear as they are to some people.
Let's just blame the game for not being intuitive enough.
Yeah, bad, not intuitive. Bad game, bad horny game with cat women and bunny girls.
Bunch of weebs,
fucking weebs, fucking Limnosa, fucking ruining it for everyone with your erotic RPG or RP.
I mean, I'm fine with them doing their thing, but when they get me involved without consent, that's when it gets really weird.
Yeah, you don't want that. Satan does. But yeah, I had fun. But I got done with the MSQ and I didn't want to resub because that's my thing. Like, I'm like a long-term investor and I try to cut costs where I can. I'm like, okay, I don't want to keep subbing and like barely, you know, having time. Like it took me the free 30 days you get if you had your new account with that deal. And then 30 days I spent. So it's like, damn, it took me 60 fucking days to beat the MSQ, just the base MSQ, not even the first expansion.
It's a long game.
So yes, and I don't want to, a lot of the MSQ is enjoyable, but it's definitely a slog, especially in the beginning. You know this, Rung. You warned me. Mm-hmm. So for me and Ben, because Ben's attested to this, it's going to be a seasonal game for us. We're going to sub every once in a while, chop away at the story. We'll never be, I made this joke, like we'll never be at the current, we'll always be living in the past. You know what I mean? Compared to the player base. But it was an enjoyable game. It was fun to party with Trung, our ghost of a friend, Gene, once. And then, yeah, it was cool. It's a very traditional RPG. New World breaks away from it. Like I said, it's more RuneScape-y. There are roles to play, tank, DPS, whatever, but there's nothing officially saying you're a tank or DPS. It's all comes down to like what armor you're wearing and what weapons you're using. So it's like Albion, pretty much Albion Online. So nothing official about what role you're playing, but you assimilate to a role with your gear. But yeah, I enjoyed Final Fantasy. It's going to be cool. I can't wait to see the content that Endwalker produces. Cause you know, there's going to be guides everywhere, all the new, you know, the new two new jobs, everything's getting tuned. Like you said, like, you know, we talked about earlier, like all the skills are being adjusted, or at least most. So it's going to be a completely different game.
I used to actually make videos of videos of me running the new content for the first time, just because I thought it was funny because, you know, when you go into a new content, you don't know what's going to happen. So you go in there, you know, with your googly eyes, just looking at everything. It's like, wow, this place is so great. I wonder what's going to happen. Oh, I died. That's funny. So I used to make...
You just described Phasma, the new update. That's pretty yeah. much what happens.
So basically, you know, I used to make videos like that, but
yeah,
I kind of just stopped.
I would, any video you make, I would want, I just want it. They were fun.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Mostly yeah, just the subtitles.
That was hard. I can only imagine. Cause you did them right. I didn't. So like, I can only imagine what it was like timing it, but they are fun. Of course we have a backlog of Phasmophobia videos on YouTube, under Couch Cat. So if you ever get curious of what we used to do, you can find them on YouTube.
Maybe someday I'll find time to do them again.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Be sweet.
Don't have to program though, because my computer got wiped. So
DaVinci Resolve is free, brother, and that's what I used. Do them again, nerds, that's saying. Oh crap. What'd Saiyan say? Can't wait to shoot my tank in the head as the new healer. Servers have exploded at every expansion since Heavensward. It will be so much worse this time, but I think it will only be really bad for the first week. That dreaded Robon line from Shadowbringers. I have no idea what the fuck that is. We all know you did ERP in Limsa. He must be talking to you, Trung, not me, obviously. And then Alan was responding to Trung saying, consent me, big boy, when Trung was harassed in Limsa.
Oh, yeah. The bunch of cat boys came up to me and called me daddy, and then I immediately teleported up.
And then Trung wrote in his diary, and thus Sword and Slime was born. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, fucking.
It made me extremely uncomfortable, so I just left.
I panic teleported.
Yeah, and then I sat in the shower, in the cold shower, and just like thinking about my life. It's like, how has it come to this?
Jesus Christ. Why is it a cold shower? Were you like sweating from it? Like what?
I just need to wash away the pain.
That's like every co-op experience I get with Satan. Like I'm like, gotta go fucking cool off somewhere. yeah, so Before I end this, Satan says, Trung, when we play Phasmo together, I'm going to whisper Daddy in your ear. Okay, you're banned. So, before we end this, I just want to mention that my headset died right at the end of the X-Pass spiel. So I'm like balancing my surge protector on my knee and have my headset plugged in.
Perfect.
I charged them for a whole day, but because they're like, I think I kicked the fucking surge protector because I haven't like mounted it under my desk yet and it wasn't like fully plugged in. So it just died. And I was like, oh shit, here we go.
Professional like, podcast.
This is the second time this has happened.
We're professionals here in the Sword and Slime podcast studio.
Yeah. So I'm like, just balancing this shit on my knee. So fucked up. But yeah, that's it. That's the show. That's fucking 50 minutes.
But what do you want from us, God?
Two topics, 50 minutes. So it's never easy here, but we don't mind. So before we go, just want to thank everyone in the Discord server who came to catch the show live, especially you, Satan, since it's your first time ever fucking listening to anything we've ever done. Thank you for being a cool mod that doesn't do anything, but also thank you for being our friend. Yes, love you too. And again, to everyone else that came out, Kimchi, you're always here. Love you like always. Alan, it's good to see you around again. And Ender coming in last minute. You're a cool dude. Whatever. But yeah, that's it. That's the show. Trung, do you have any final words before we do the splendid outro?
Stay safe, everybody. Have fun. Do what you like to do. Be nice to everybody. And tell your mother you love them.
Do you have a Tumblr account? Because that's like really...
I've never actually browsed Tumblr, so...
All right, we're done. We're not talking about Tumblr. But yeah, that's the show. Like always, you can catch our blogs, all of our information, social media, our Discord server, everything on the website at swordslimepod.com. Check it out. You can leave us a review directly on the website, or you can click a link and... leave a review through Apple if that's where you listen to your podcast. We greatly appreciate it. And all the reviews will be shouted out on the next episode. So we incline you to do us a favor. Also, we have a new Instagram that you'll find on the website. Kimchi is running it for us. And we'll be posting periodic updates on there and blog posts and stuff like that. So if you have an Instagram, follow us. Through the link on the website, swordslimepod.com. And the final thing, if you could just please, if you like this show, tell your friends. Tell your friends who love RPGs, JRPGs, and MMORPGs, or just dorks talking about games. We've grown primarily on word of mouth, and we want to keep growing. We want to keep doing this. So if you got any friends, you got any family, bring them in, don't warn them ahead of time and just let them hit play. But that's it. That's all I got. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Later, everybody.